any bootlegger sure is a pal of mine.
Bootleg culture, mashup culture, completely different songs melded into one.
Any bootlegger.
What we're dealing with here
sure is a pal of mine.
Is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Legally, we've got about the same status as the guys on the street corner selling pirated DVDs.
Stop, Snidely Whiplash, in the name of the law.
More punk rock than punk rock. More punk rock than punk rock.
Let's do it.
Hello, this is show 68 of Radio Clash, and this is the Repeat Until Gay edition. That was crap. Can't think of a better title. Oh.
I want everybody to get those mojos working. Take the expressway to your soul. Let's jam out. Belly ache. Kick it out. Kick it out. Kick it out.
You having a good time? Well, we're sorry we're late coming out here, but we are here to play. We don't let our friends down. So, are you with us?
Your explosion. Your name isn't real, but I don't care for sound or light and refuse my resolve.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. My name is Tim and I hope you're all well. That was Good on the Dance Floor by Super Unclocked Collider, which of course is the Sugar Babes version of the Arctic Monkeys. I should probably beep those out, but nah, it's a long story. Arctic Monkeys version of I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. And then before that was Kleptones, new Kleptones. Yes, the Kleptones are back. Not that they actually went away, but they've got a couple of EPs they've put up, and there is a new album in the offing. I can't wait. You might hear some more of Kleptones later in the show. I'm playing the Super Collider because I was down at West of Bastard, which was a great set from Super Collider, Soundhog, Phil and Dog, and Joff. Unfortunately, I didn't get there in time to hear Lumpy play, which was a bit sad, but that's those expensive trains for you. That was down in Bristol. It was very good. As Steve Super Clyde was good enough to give me his CD. There's one thing I really, really wanted to play, but I can't play his version of Voodoo Voodoo People Pendulum Remix, which when that drops, that will be very, very fucking amazing. You probably guess by swearing that this show is not really definitely later on in this show, it's not for kids, or well, it is for kids, but for kids that can't stand swearing, and parents that don't like them to hear swearing, or whatever, or workplaces, or whatever, you choose your own level. But you know, just the general warning goes out that later on in the show there is some gay rap. Various contains gay adult themes, contains swearing, contains profanity, contains useless rambling. So usual stuff. The usual, everyone's saying, oh, why the hell are you bothering to warn us about this? I'm going to start off with a couple of cool mixes at the moment. I will ramble on a bit later. I've got loads of music to get through. I hope you enjoyed the Ivor Cutler show, the last show. This is more kind of business as usual. Although it is a little bit kind of the alt-rap show version 2. There's bits of things that didn't make it into the show. But we're going to start with a very good remix of The Rakes. I've bought the new Rakes album because of this remix. It's that good. It's a remix of Retreat by Phones, otherwise known as Paul Epworth, who actually produced them. So it's kind of a bit of a, hey, it's a bit incestuous.
Shining, there's nothing golden about Golden Lane. The smoke is heavy in my lungs, and the adverts are working. Just can't sell for who or what I am. I
Always wanted something you never forget. Life's no illusion, no.
Buzzcocks with Everybody's Happy Nowadays. Who'd have thought that would go so well with the Noam Garbo mix of Over and Over by Hot Chip? I don't know. It just sort of happened in the mixing. And then before that was Retreat, phoned mix by The Rakes. So, there are some kind of bootleg ideas that are sort of hidden in that mix, which I'm working on, but I don't know if I'll finish. Hey, I give these things away for free. Things are okay. I got back from Bristol on Friday, and then I'll work the rest of the week in Hinchley Wood, which I posted on my live journal about because it was depressingly suburban and the kingdom of the car, and incredibly difficult to get to. So I actually was staying at John's, which is interesting because we see each other twice every week. We've been together 9 years doing it that way, so it seems to work. But it's one of these things where we have spent long times together, so it's fine, but certainly not round his place. So I spent three nights around his place. It was actually really nice. I really enjoyed it. What else have we been up to? Not much, really. The big news. Well, there is some other big news, which I'm not going to say anything about just yet. But the other big news is that Gerald, unfortunately, I'm recording this on the little IFP iRiver, because Gerald, my main sort of recording device and, it's not an iPod, but certainly an MP3 player, my iRiver HD40, was got very sickly and ill. The battery kept dying. Like, you'd fully have full charge and you switch on and it would just go, no battery, and die, you know, within about 5 minutes. So there's something seriously wrong there, so I've sent it off today. I'll get it back, well, whenever. iRiver support is really bad. I emailed them about a month and a half ago, and they never even bothered to respond. So I'm not really holding out on a speedy response on this one, but hopefully it will be 10 days rather than the possible 4 weeks. So I might actually go and borrow Charles again. So Charles may make a reappearance on the podcast. People have listened to the podcast from early days will know who DJ Charles is. He's John's iPod, and both Charles and Gerald have their different styles of DJing when they run shuffle, but they're both very good at it. Yes, you're thinking I'm mad. No, I'm not. And the other news is this going to be another Tim and Kirk podcast? I know I've been saying, will it ever happen? Yes, it will happen in 2 weeks' time. So it'll be the last weekend in March. It's supposed to be earlier on in March, but it just, for various reasons, not got it together. So that will be very good, and I'm already stockpiling some classic tracks to play. And you might hear some tracks again I've played previously, but some things I'm going to want to play Kirk and see. It's a bit like animal testing. I'll have to play these tracks at him and see what happens. You know, it's like a controlled experiment, but thankfully his head is not going to want to explode and he's not going to be critically ill. Ooh, a bit of politics. As recently happened in the UK, which is a bit strange. That's very strange, that. But I've always had the opinion that all the animal researchers are having a go, say, at Oxford University and various other things. I think they should be forced to volunteer for those experiments if they believe in human testing, because that's what happens. You know, it's like animals or them. You know, animals or us. So, but it's sad. It's sad that that's happened, and sad that it's always the lowest. You know, people have no money who end up being guinea pigs, and have their health wrecked. So. Tusk. Anyway, now I've cheered you all up, I'm going to play some grime at you. I've got two great compilations called Run the Road, which are by 679 Records, who actually have the Kano record, which I've actually just bought as well. A long series of buying too many records at the moment. If you're following my live journal blog, you'll know the long list. I mean, I also bought Ivor Cutler's Ludo as well after the last show, you see. So it even inspired me to buy more records, and that is very good. And I really never realised where. I always knew that Kid Carpet's Jump, which I must play again soon, have played on the show in the past, so it is in the archives if you want to have a listen. But I knew it was Ivor Cutler. I could tell that, you know, go on, jump, it was Ivor Cutler, but, you know, I've definitely got the track that it's from. That is very, very cool. And the other strange thing is that a friend of Greg's knows Kid Carpet, so was saying how nice a bloke he was, which is like, small world, Bristol, help. Greg now will be laughing at this. Stop it. Stop it. So, as I say, later in the show, we're going to have a very gay-themed thing. We're going to have, I'm going to call it a mini-mix because, you know, it sounds, it's going to build expectation. It's going to be shit. No, actually, it's all right. It's going to be pretty good, but anyway. Maybe some a little bit of a country mix as well. But first, we're going to start with one of the grime mixes. This is Plan B, Sick to Death, which is an acoustic grime track. I didn't think there was such a thing until I heard this. It's got a picture of him with his acoustic guitar, and it shows you that grime isn't all kind of like those orchestral stabs going on and sub bass. And the lyrics of this are slightly interesting, to say the least.
Real thick here when these bricks talk shit. They get their throat slit cause they're talking to me like I'm thick. And I'm real tired of all these bullshit guys. They best go high cause I'm looking for them on the sly. Cause I've had it up to here, right up to here. Might have to do it Reservoir Dog style. Slice off the ear cause I've had enough of brothers acting tough, trying to get rough when it's obvious they ain't rough enough. Listen, I don't just talk the talk, I walk it. That's why my mouth's always coming out with raw shit. My rap style's distorted, like little Mo getting raped and keeping a baby instead of getting it aborted. Yo, I talk morbid just to make you feel awkward. Death's a part of life, yo, you just can't ignore it. Especially when every part of your heart and on my sleeve sport it. Like something you think precious cause your dead grand bought it. I talk so foul, I talk so coarse. I show no regret, I show no remorse. Like a necromaniac raping a corpse up the anal passage while contracting genital warts. My metaphors are twisted, like that game where you gotta put the hobnob in your gob if you're the last one to come on the biscuit. I'm so sadistic, so I fantasize about finding my mum's ex floating in a bathtub with his wrist slit. And I'm real sick of hearing these bricks talk shit. They get their throats slit cause they're talking to me like I'm thick. And I'm real tired of all these bullshit guys. They best go high cause I'm looking for them on the slide. Had it up to here, right up to here. Might have to do it Reservoir Dog style. Slice off the ear cause I've had enough of brothers acting tough, trying to get rough when it's obvious they ain't rough enough. You best ban TV if you want me to stop, cause I'm so heavily influenced by the things that I watch. It ain't just Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, it's irreversible. Besmar, City of God, it's the news on every channel when I turn on the box. It's seeing paedophiles singing on top of the pops. Gary Glitter, Michael Jackson, rock on the neck. Ken Bigley got his neck tech off. That's some nasty shit, and still you wonder why I'm sick when I see this shit and I say exactly what I think. It's some nasty shit, and still you don't ban it, but you ban computer games, something around it really stinks. What about cigarettes and alcoholic drinks? Or the animal that died just so your wife can wear that mink? You're disgraceful, like getting caught pissing in the sink. A white girl won't suck my dick just because it's pink. And I'm real sick of hearing these bricks talk shit. They get their throat slit cause they're talking to me like I'm thick. And I'm real tired of all these bullshit guys. They best go high cause I'm looking for them on the sly. Had it up to here, right up to here. Might have to do it Reservoir Dog style. Slice off the ear cause I've had enough of brothers acting tough, trying to get rough when it's obvious they ain't rough enough. Check it, the last verse is just as bad as the first, but compared to the second, yo, it's definitely worse. Cause it's about a guy getting chauffeured in a hearse. Let me do what Nas did and told it shit in reverse. The hearse brings the corpse back to the morgue. The guy from the morgue undresses the corpse. Embalming fluid goes back out, the blood goes back in, body goes back to hospital where it comes alive again. The paramedics walk backwards like an Irish dance. Put the wounded man back in the ambulance. The ambulance's engine turns back on and its lights flash as the siren plays his favourite song. The guy goes back to the exact spot where they found him, and the medics and all the passers-by go back where they came from to eventually... No one surrounds him and the blood pours up him rather than down him. The man then falls upwards, back on his feet, stumbles towards a dark figure on the other side of the street. He walks into the blade that cut his belly. Then he holds his neck, which was bleeding already. He removes his hand so that you can see the cut, and as the knife undoes the slice, it closes back up. He unsays the words he said, which are what the fuck, and unscreams the scream from the first initial cut. Then the blood from his severely severed ear cools back up his cheek and slowly disappears as the knife holding silhouette unhacks it from the rear. Puts the knife away after reattaching the ear, then walks backwards through the bushes where he disregarded nature. Leaves the guy on the bench, I'm reading his paper. Takes a snare he stepped on back from its creator, only to be killed again when I fast forward this shit later. Back in his house, now back in his bed, he unlistens to his CD and unboxes his head. Takes the CD out the player, puts it back in his case, which has my name on the cover along with my face. Fast forward, there's been a murder and the police know who done it. That looking for a motive because they don't know why he done it. Sure enough, it don't take that long for them to find a reason, and they publicly state it on TV that evening. A couple months later, this shit gets bad. Like it was me who put that switch in his hand and told him to kill that man. Like this whole song was just some kind of sickly devised plan to hurt some poor cunt I don't even know and have never met before in my life. If it was, then whoever said the pen is mightier than sword was right, and you better think twice before you step to me and pick a fight.
Yes, it's Mark 1. Right.
Thank you.
Yo, wait, never wait, no banter wait. So the only thing I'll be is heavyweight. Let me demonstrate, live a key to create. Check out the way them that I create. You want me to stop? Well, it's too late. Want me to flop? Ha, never be. Never hesitate to drag the mic. I never hesitate to do what I like. Never hesitate to put up a fight. Other things I challenge us to get by. Continue. Yes, I'm sure that off my liver can get a bit raw. We leave a soul like a beat out core. Your eyes, them off their temper. Fighting limits was against the law. Feeling right now on the jail cell floor. Eat some bread and water. My liver going out to slaughter. Order, order. Have you come to a decision?
Yes, she's going to.
Oh shit, don't send me there. Didn't mean for my liver to scare. You know what? Don't really care. Right, what I like, you better prepare. Oh yeah, be aware. Yo, a little bit of shh for me. A little bit of quiet for the MC. A little bit of shh for me. Make way for the SOB. A little bit of shh for me. Now shut your mouth for the MC. A little bit of hush for me. Right now it's the SOB.
Right.
Don't joke with us small folk. Yo, I'm about one night stand with a ton of my sands. Right now, how it sounds, I got very hot hands. And acoustic band with a hand on the tongue of my fans. I'm in trouble with the sound pollution. Man, goddamn, while I make up noise, I put some bands. You should put my voice on an ice cream van. That way the streets won't be bland. Big headed, no, confident, yes. I must confess, well, I'm never gonna rest. Well, unless, when I wanna rest. Here comes the press. No, madam, I'm poor. Obsessed with my disorder. Diagnosis, please. What's wrong with her, Bill?
She's ill.
No, she's sick.
Yo, a little bit of shh for me. A little bit of quiet for the MC. A little bit of shh for me. Make way for the SOB. A little bit of shh for me. Now shut your mouth for the MC. A little bit of hush for me. Right now it's the SOB.
Right. Don't joke with us small folk.
It's cold, there's an old top girl on road. And I've done it in vanity, run it in everything. Oh, you've been told. I request this shh and when I'm on it, so let me carry on. Piss it like a vomit. Some say I'm chicken out, well, it's a vomit. Cause I spit me a joke, gonna try to stop it. Some don't like me, like the homie Spears. I'm another story, I'm 40, just keep writing. Surely you could ignore me, but then again, if you saw me, you'd adore me. Cause I'm so cute and scrawny. Spit on the track, I leave it so horny. And who taught me? Nobody, I did it all by myself. You can't stop. Yo, me. A little bit shh for me, a little bit of quiet for the MC. A little bit shh for me, make way for the SOB. A little bit shh for me, now shut your heart for the MC. A little bit of hush for me, right now it's the SOB.
Right.
It's okay.
Don't
it's
joke right. with us.
You can
folk.
Start making some noise now if you like. Do you know what I mean? Right? I'm not gonna go completely off the rail. Do you know what I mean? Thank you. Hey. Alright, calm down, please. Alright. Just a little bit of shush.
Yo,
a little bit of shush for me, a little bit of quiet for the MC, a little bit of shush for me. May wait for the SOB, a little bit of shush for me. Now shut your mouth for the MC, a little bit of hush for me. Right now it's the SOB. Yo, a little bit of shush for me, a little bit of quiet for the MC, a little bit of shush for me. May wait for the SOB, a little bit of shush for me. Now shut your mouth for the MC, a little bit of hush for me. Right now it's the SOB.
Woo!
Jules MF with a regular to the show with One Ting, and I think that's I think a remix of his. I think he did all the backing. Certainly, I recognise his voice in the vocoder there. Very very cool. Very cool. Kind of he does kind of like a almost ambient, but kind of ambient rocky glitch. I like that a lot. And then before that was Lady Sov SOV with a little bit of Shush, the DJ Wonder mix, which is from the Run the Road. Run the Road 2, so highly recommended. And for that was Acoustic Grime. It was Plan B with Sick to Death. I love the whole kind of reverse thing that he talks about in the last little verse. That is very very cool. I'd sort of lyrically that just works really well, especially with the acoustic things. Some of the middle lyrics are like, oh my god, car crash. But cool anyway. So I'm now gonna play some. This is kind of the gay section of the show. Although I have to say, in classical mode, that any artists in this mix don't necessarily mean that they're gay. Blah 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 blah. It's turning into kind of a bit of an electro show because the last couple of tunes have had all the bleeps and all the kind of the game bloops. And I'm now going to start with Marble Madness, as you do. This is The Advantage, who do like rock covers of game tunes, a bit like the mini bosses do similar. They seem to be having, you know, battles between them. I thought initially mini bosses were kind of a rapping group. I thought, so cool, yeah, rapping with NES background, but you know, no, they're rock. They sort of do rock like The Advantage. And I've played the Bubble one, or I've used it in sort of backings before. This is Marble Madness, and I love Marble Madness so much in the arcade just for its music. It's a pretty good game as well. Better than Spin Dizzy, although everyone has a go at me if I say that. But no, it's pretty cool.
My God, I'm as giddy as a teenage schoolgirl in heat. Hello, Tim. It's Bob, Digibob, from LiveJournal, Louisville, Kentucky, U.S. I just wanted to call and give you some lovin' and some sugar. I apologize in advance for gushing. I'm a huge fan of your Radio Clash podcast. I really enjoyed Dick is a Killer and the Scissor Sister remix from When I'm 64, I Want an Anal Staircase podcast. You know, this is such a coincidence. The first time I went to a tattoo parlor was someone I knew back in 88 or 89. He got a tattoo of an anal staircase. I told him I had thoughts of when he got older, how it would sag and how people would ask him, "What's that?" And he would say, "It's an anal staircase." That will be so cool. Whenever I hear your voice, it wraps around me like a warm, fuzzy fleece blanket. It makes me feel all special down there. I tried listening while I power walk, and I power walk because I'm big as a cow. But the raging non-Viagra-induced erections your voice gives me show right through my sweatpants. That's all for now.
Shit, is it just not slick, yo? Is it off key? Is it just too hip? Well, is it too fucking for your regular bips? Is it the very reason they shit on my dick? Well, is it? Is it rocking? Is it simply shocking? Is it done too well? Then you like to watch it? Is it off the gnarly? Hops of barley? Ooh, child, who are we? Godly, sorry. Is it not enough? Is it just too much? Is it out of touch or is it the touch? Is it that creation you've been patiently waiting for? Bloody as fuck, raw, soulfully hardcore. Does it get you moving? Is it too confusing? Am I losing you with these theories I'm proving? Is it? I was shucking around. I bet you ain't nobody trying to fuck with me now. I'm trying to assure I'm the rule in this town. Like Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, I hope they're cool in it now. Rappers act like we owe them something these days. Thinking it legendary when they merely a craze. Tell mothers not to worry, cause it's simply a phase. The baseball card collecting up right on stage. Mike just raise a fist to ignite this rage. Extend the devil horns to engage in an insane exchange. Lines from this range, yo, into the system like some real cocaine. Slaying tracks left them hanging like a runaway slave. Finger eyes to gaze a permanent image to raise them in my footsteps. Revolutionaries, the hood vest. Hey, clap, don't hold back, cause I rock that.
Across the little dance floor, you look like a fucking whore. That's it. Now you know what to do. Join in the mint. Stand up straight, stick your ass out. Batter those eyes, use that pound. Put your hands in the air, then by your side. Take two steps forward, then to the side. Now look like you own the club. Don't look now, the boy's in love. Stay away, take the hint. That's it, girl, you can mint.
You got more mints than a puncher. You got more mints than a puncher. You there, wearing your best clothes. You got more mints than a puncher.
You got more mints than a butcher. You got more mints than a butcher. You there wearing your best clothes. You got more mints than Tesco's. You got more mints than a butcher. You got more mints than a butcher. You there wearing your best clothes. You got more mints than Tesco's. You got more mints than a butcher. You got more mints than a butcher. You there wearing your best clothes. You got more mints than Tesco's. You got more mints than
and the boys coming
straight out of Compton. It's a mother. Think I give a damn about a bitch? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E. And if you ever fuck with me, you'll get taken.
Fuck your ass
by a stupid dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker. Straight out of Compton.
Compton. Compton.
Now I'm just finished fucking my man. Now I'm laying in the bed with my dick in his hand.
Fucking hand.
He gets up and he says he's thirsty. He's going to the store to get a 40-year-old E. He kissed me and told me I'll be back. I laid the fuck down and started taking a nap. I passed the fuck out cause I'm tired like a mother. That's when I heard a scream and the car burning rubber. I grabbed my gat and I ran outside. I saw my baby on the ground and they beating him down. They had him outnumbered 1 to 8. They calling him a fag and they kicking his face. I put my gat and I'm letting it spit. And I don't really care, give a fuck who I hit. They jump in the car, now they run like bitches. The dead motherfuckers just dug their ditches. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know the twisted G kick, I bring the ruckus. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know the twisted G kick, I bring the ruckus. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with. Now my bull's in the hospital. Do you think they get away? That's impossible. Cause I'ma terrorize them like a gang of A-Rats. Cause they picked the wrong fucking fag to gay bash. I know who they are cause I seen them before. And now you know it's time for me to settle the score. So I call my dogs and we hit the streets. Three craziest fags that you hate to meet. So we headed out to this country bar. We drove around the back and we spotted the car. So we laid low and then four came out. And when they turned around, we stuck the gats in their mouth. Put them on their knees, now they're sucking our dicks. We nutted on their face and we watching it drip. Now get the fuck up, we give you three to run. 1, 2, the motherfuckers are done. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know that twisted G came by bring the ruckus. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know twisted G came by bring the ruckus. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Once, yo, there was a time back in the days. Motherfuckers used to run up on fags and figure, you know, you could do whatever the fuck you want to them, you know what I'm saying? But this is like a new time, a new motherfucking age. So the next motherfucker you run up on trying to call yourself what? Gay bashing motherfucker? You're gonna end up being a motherfucking fag yourself, believe that shit, kid. Now we're hunting for the head to rolls. Four down and four motherfuckers to go. So we lay low and stay blazed on weed. That's when we get the call and that's all we need. We hit the address of the place they rest. Grab the artillery and bags of cess. Kick in the door and we see our victims. Four rednecks and the girls are with them. Step in the room and you can smell the fear. Don't nobody move cause the fags are here. Border parties, only watch you make it. Make all the guys strip and get butt naked. Put them on their knees, now we're fucking them all. Lick the shit off my cock, now you're rubbing my balls. Your girl's in tears and she watch you suck it. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know twisted G check that brings the rockets. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag.
Motherfuckers, better check yourself, motherfuckers, next time you try to run up on a motherfucker. Ha ha, might have something for your ass.
My lonesome yearning.
I'm not like you feel you should be in a jungle.
Mom and Pop, how do I tell you? I never thought I'd ever find the nerve. Dear Mom and Pop, don't wanna hurt you. Pain is something you don't deserve. How many times did I lie? How many nights did I cry? There's no other way, I'll just have to come right out and say I'm gay. I'm really happy, not ashamed at all of what I am. Those who don't know or think it's funny, don't pay much attention to them. I'm hoping that you'll come to see, this is how God meant me to be. This is my way, and I'm proud to come right out and say I'm gay. Pop, you know I love you. That's why you had to hear it from me. If I didn't think so much of you, I guess I could have just said it. You'd have heard it from somebody somewhere, and that wouldn't be very fair. Maybe one day it won't be such a hard thing to say.
This coming out, and they're singing it like that. That's I'm Gay by Let My People Come, for now. And before that was Rainbow Candle Company by the Awesome Cool Dudes. Thanks to Seth from Wyoming sending that to me. I don't actually know if I'm allowed to play it, but I'm playing it anyway. I apologize if I'm not supposed to. If you send me MP3s, there is a likelihood I'm going to play them. Run from the Faggots by Gangsta Faggot. Now, there's a little story behind that. I was going to put it in the alt-rap show, and I actually chickened out. And then I actually met up with Scott from the Night Nurse show, which this mix is dedicated. That last mix is actually dedicated to Scott, otherwise known as TJ, the gay American, from the Night Nurse show. Because I actually chickened out and didn't play it. And then he was talking about the other track, which is one of their tracks, and I'm nicking a track back because they've nicked tracks off my show, which is fine. It's fine to do that. But I was sort of I actually heard it. He was recommending it. Heard it. It's very good. He said, oh, yeah, and he was talking about the other track, and I said, oh, this track I didn't play called Gangsta Fag, and it was like, I played that. So they've actually played that in the previous show as well, and it was like, and I thought, well, all right, then I'll play it and possibly offend people. But apparently, according to him, the biggest fans, and also according to the Gangsta Fag website, is the biggest fans are straight men. And apparently Keith and the Girl, a podcast I don't listen to, a really big Gangsta Fag fan. But apparently Keith is quite homophobic in his views, or quite phobic or whatever. I don't know. I've not listened to him, so this is all secondhand. So if you're listening, I don't know. Before that was Cut Rocker MCs, otherwise known as Don, doing his cut-up of NWA Straight Out of Compton. That's Straight Out of Compton Street. I love the way he sort of perverted the lyrics to say exact reverse of what they would want to say. Then before that was The Mince by Batty Ho, which is one of the tracks that I saw the link off on a Night Nurse show. They gave a shout out to me on show 13, so thank you for that. I listened to the Batty Boy Crew show, and you think that's a strange name, there's a reason for that. It's very good. I am subscribed and will listen further. Scott's the first UK podcaster I've met, actually. I've been trying to get to the Britcaster meetings, but they always seem to hold it at times when I'm doing other things. Or they're doing a big conference and I don't want to pay to go and meet people and whatever. But there is one coming up. Hopefully I'll make that. I do hope so. And then before that was Rick Rubin by Spank Rock. Then there was The Advantage with Marble Madness Race 2 Count, which isn't particularly gay, but just kind of worked really well with the Rick Rubin, whatever. Is there anything else to talk about? I talked about, not for the moment, although I think there's probably some things I want to talk about later in the show. The other big news, though not the big, the big news, another big news, is that I've already mentioned that I'm playing at West of Bastard, but it's moved to May because they're not actually doing an April one. So I'll be playing in May, which I think is going to be a Friday. So it might be the second Friday. I'll just let you know what the dates are. I'll post on the blog. If you're in the Bristol area, let me know. Come on down, definitely. I'll be doing a DJ Nono Matic set. I'm going to be a mixture of DJ Nono and Instamatic. Probably start Instamatic and get crazier later on. And I'm not doing the late set. I'm doing kind of, which is good. because what happened at the last WOB, and this is why I need to let you know about the details and stuff, is that the Hatchet cut off Soundhog. And Soundhog is a legend in bootleg circles. Anybody that's probably listened to bootlegs will probably have heard a Soundhog mix at some point. And he came from North Wales to play West of Bastard. It was partly Steve Supercollider's launch of the 12-inch that's got one of the 500 Bad Mice, which is the Two Bad Mice versus Proclaimers mashup, which Soundhog did. And they actually cut him off after about half an hour because the bar wasn't busy enough. The management decided there and then to just close down, even though they paid for the night. So they paid to 2 o'clock. They decided at 1 o'clock to close down. So suddenly, you know, Phil and Doug had to finish early, and then Soundhog only got a very short set, which was, you know, not good. So they're actually thinking of moving from the Hatchet to somewhere else. So I don't know where and when. So it's all a bit up in the air at the moment about May, so hopefully it'll happen, but I'll let you know what's going on. And they've actually got a Wobcast. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'll put a link in the show notes if I don't be totally flaky and forget. But the makers of West of Bastard, which is Pete Juxtaposer, Lumpy, DJ Lumpy, and Angus Herring, I've got a podcast. I have to listen to that. It's got Ivor Cutler on it, and it's got various other things. It then ends on David Trigley Don'ts, which I've played on a previous show. So I think it's a very nice playlist on there. Very, very sort of mixed playlist. We like eclectic playlists. So that's to check that out. I've just been catching up with my podcast, especially not having Gerald anymore, not having a working MP3 player. I'm using my little, I've got a little T30, little iRiver thing, but it only stores a gigabyte, so I've got Wobcast on there, and hopefully it won't be offended because it's not like my big Gerald iRiver. Little T30 seems to hate some MP3s, especially some podcasts. I don't know why. Might be they haven't got ID3 tags. It might be just encoded on some strange rate. Well, not that strange, really. It's a big crap. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll get Gerald before long so I can actually listen decently to things. So, continuing the gay theme, but going to more country theme, this is a track which I got from the Music for Maniacs blog, but it's something that's been floating around for a while. Strangely, I heard the originalist song played on QX Bears podcast, which insists on doing an Apple format, Tusk. So I can't listen because I don't have an iPod. I heard it because it's a Pansy Division song, and this is Willie Nelson with Cowboys Are Frequently Into Each Other. It's a brilliant song.
Well, there's many a strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend. And a small town don't like it when somebody falls between the sexes. No small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men. And I believe to my soul that inside every man there's the feminine. And inside every lady there's a deep manly voice loud and clear. Well, the cowboy may brag about things that he's done with his women, but the ones that brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. Say, what did you think all them saddles and boots was about? And there's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every cowboy there's a lady that loves to slip out. Somebody who says what the others just whisper, and mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. So when you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. You can't fuck with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? And there's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every lady there's a cowboy who wants to come out. And inside every cowboy, there's a lady that loves to slip out.
This here's Punkabilly tune by a good old boy from London, England, out of a band called Sex Pistols. Name of this here boy's Johnny Rock. Name of this here tune is Birdie Bacon. And it goes like this.
Thank you.
back now, you hear?
Everything.
You can force it, but it will not come. You can taste it, but it will not fall. Everything is broken. Everyone is broken.
I'll stay home forever. But two and two always make a five.
You can try the best you can. Best you can is good enough. You can try the best you can. You can try the best you can. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough.
Love the show. Great stuff. Love the alt-rap show. Love this latest one. Radio Clash is awesome. So, been listening for a while. Haven't really ever said thank you. Thank you very much for a well-produced show.
Songs to play Radiohead fans to annoy them. And that especially goes out to Kino. I get confusioning. Anybody in Guybo know what I'm talking about. That was Radiohead, Hard and Firm. And before that was the Kingwoods with Purdy Vacant, which was from the PL Fabric Fabric CD. And before that was Willie Nelson with Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other, which works really well as a slow country song. I know it's kind of a country song when Pansy Division did it, but they did it more kind of a rocky way. They weren't really a country band. So that's the end of the show. There's a sort of busily trying not to run out of recording time on my poor little 1 gigabyte recorder. The thing I wanted to mention very briefly is that apparently, according to Radio 1, this podcast does not exist. Music podcasts are actually very rare, and that all podcasts are spoken word. Exactly. Get it right, Radio 1. I mean, Radio 1 is, you don't expect serious journalism for Radio 1, but it is BBC, it is public broadcasting. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, BBC? Why can't you get it fucking right for once? So, that's what I'll say on the issue. The bigger rant is on my live journal blog, if you really want the full 1040, or whatever they say, in some strange planet. So this is the end of the show. I'm going to play a couple of bootlegs. You know, remember those bootlegs, you know, that I'm supposed to be playing, but I never do, at the end of the show. But this, you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, or you can find more information, including the show notes and links to various fine purveyors of webbery on the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can phone me in the States on 206-202-5274, or you can call the UK Clash line, which is 0700-5850-524. So remember to actually look up the details beforehand. Hey, I might get being slightly professional at this. In no fear of that, really. So I'm going to play another track from the Kleptones. This is from EP2. This is called strangely named 1100 CAE. It makes more sense when you listen to it, I think. But of course, it includes Clash, Rock the Casbah, and I think Bowie as well. Although I'm not exactly sure about the other elements of this. And then I'm going to play at the end with RIAA, 40 Days and 40 Nights. And that's from his great Recording Industries R Archaic CD, which he sent me. And that's what the intro at the start came from. It's highly recommended because it has things like Here Come the Hot Butter and The Joy of Noise, which have been played on the show in previous last year, or might even be 2004. He's always coming out with some cool stuff, and I really like that, because that's using the Doors versus Michael Jackson. It's one of the ones you listen to and think, yeah, it works, but you never really thought about it before. So this is me signing off. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll speak to you soon.
Hello, I'm Felicity Kendall, and I'm delighted to be able to introduce you to a unique new music collection. Volume 2 is ideal listening to match your more thoughtful mood and features recordings and performances of the highest standard. You are not obliged to buy anything. It's entirely up to you. To you.
Play the record and buy it out.
Okay, I will.
Where do you classify yourselves, or do you feel like that's necessary at all?
No, it's silly. All categories unnecessary at this point in time. In this stage of the game, categories unnecessary, I think.
I'd say if we had to bring category, I'd say we were learning the game.
The greatest rock and roll band in the world. Quite a feat for a group whose industry potential was considered a commercial dead end.
This is another new one. Off the greatest album ever made. Thank you.
Thank you. Musicians flourish in an atmosphere of studied chaos. It's taken me years to achieve this mess.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one. Her name was Billie Jean, as she calls to sing. Then heavy hair turned with the eyes to dream of being the one who would dance and roll around. People always told me, be careful what you do.
Riders on the storm.
This is not going to be in the final recording. No, no, no. I shall stop this.
Stop it now!